As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's time for Commissioner's Baltimore. What you got, Commissioner?
I'm going to talk about the Wire's 23rd anniversary. It started, it was written in 2000, and then it's funny because they've had 5 seasons, but they weren't consecutive because they kept trying to cancel it. But the show that was never, ever popular with viewers became a cult classic because it was such a good show, and the critics loved it for a lot of reasons. Never won any awards. I'll get to why I think that happened later on. But I just happened to look up the top 100, the top best shows ever in American television. And there's a bunch of them. Rolling Stone had a list, and this IGN has a list. But I'll give it a top 10 on this one. There's a dozen different platforms for this. Number 10 on this is Seinfeld. So listen to the quality of the show. Some great, iconic shows. Seinfeld, number 10. The Simpsons, number 9. Lost, number 8. Mad Men, number 7. I Love Lucy, number 6. Star Trek, the original, 5. Breaking Bad, 4. Yep. The Twilight Zone, the original. You know, the one from the 50s and 60s. Number 3. The Sopranos. Number 2. Number 1. The Wire. The Wire. Debuted in 2002. The finale is 2008. But this is, it looks like a traditional police drama when you see it. But it really was an examination of urban America, troubled cities, specifically Baltimore, obviously. Could have been a lot of cities, but it was specifically Baltimore because it was written by a former Baltimore, journalist from The Sun, David Simon, Dennis Lehan, Richard Price, great authors, And, of course, Ed Burns, who was a police officer and then teacher in the city. But it becomes this incredible classic now that's been re-released and it's seen around the world. I told you I was in a bar in London filming Jack the Ripper. Someone recognized me from that. I have a bit part in this. Came over and recognized me, and it was really popular in England. It's that well written. It was just such a talented cast that were not known then. If you think about it, Michael Williams played Omar. I've never heard of him before that. Ended up being an incredible actor. Sadly, obviously, passed a few years ago. Dominic West, done a ton of movies. 300, Chicago. You'll see Dominic
Idris Elba is probably the biggest star to come out of there.
And I was getting it. Idris Elba now is probably the biggest star. Wendell Pierce may be in more thing, but Idris is like a household name, mostly because women love him.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Incredible. Just incredible actors who all took careers took off after this show. The writing was amazing. It's just the best police drama I've ever seen. And what I like about it the best, it humanizes both the police and the drug dealers, where no one is just, you know, out and out scumbags. There's some flawed people. There's some good people. There's people who just try to do their job. Some people, you know, selling drugs out of necessity. Police officers that, toil in futility every day because this thing never ends, this alleged war on drugs. And I think they have the best ending of any of these iconic shows. The Sopranos, I never liked the ending. But The Wire, it just ends where everybody, or if all the people that died during the series, all the violence, all the heartache, all the misery and violence, nothing changed. You see the cops still doing their job, the drug deal still slinging. I thought that was the best illustration of what goes on in urban America. But quickly, how I got the job. David Simon invites me to lunch when I was police commissioner. We go to Soda Sopra, one of my favorite places in Baltimore, outstanding restaurant. And he's just telling me about the series, and he's going to, you know, have the series about the Baltimore PD and et cetera. It's going to be very critical. He's like, "Oh, okay, is the commissioner going to be black?" He said, "No." I said, "A woman, maybe?" He goes, "No, it's a white guy," because he hated my predecessor. He hated Tom Frazier. And I said, "Oh, that's great, but everybody's going to think it's me." And he wrote the introduction to my book, and he said, you know, he's just basically, you know, bored. He was just a polite curtain raiser to me to tell me he's going to crap on the police department. Then I told him about a warrant I had in 1989 in Baltimore from a hitman in New York. We did a search warrant here. That was the place I told you before. The guy had, you know, big lady porn up to his knees, just enormously heavy women porn and serial killer books. And this David saying, he goes, "Melvin Proctor." I go, "Yeah, that was him." He goes, "I was there. I found the gun." I was like, he was shadowing the homicide squad for the book Homicide and was on the search warrant. So immediately changed his interest. And now he's interested in talking to me, and we became friendly. The next day, he invites me, says, "You want to do a cameo to take the wind out of the criticism? Because you'll be in there criticizing the commissioner." I was like, "Sure." I did it in season one. I come off the set. He's like, "You're not bad. You want to do it again?" So I ended up in 22 episodes over 5 seasons. And he kept me employed. And, you know, and of course, my, you know, friend turned nemesis, Martin O'Malley, tried to get me fired from The Wire. Trying to get me fired from this job twice, called corporate, called Bob Phillips. Everybody said no, go pound sand. He calls David Simon. He says, "He shouldn't be working in this town." Simon's answer was classic. He told O'Malley, he said, "If I fired every actor who had problems, I'd do the show with hand puppets." So he stays. And I stayed for 5 seasons. And I owe him a debt of gratitude because he kept me employed when I was unemployed, when the world caved in on me. So I will never say a bad word about David Simon. And some inside stories. First of all, based on real events. Because the way they took me down with the mortgage letter, they did that in the series with someone else. They did it with a state delegate, if you remember. They asked me how the feds, you know, trapped me with the mortgage letter, how they, you know, basically railroaded me. And they put it in the series. There's real characters in the series. A lot of people make camp. Governor Ehrlich was in the series. Reporters from The Sun were in the series. Drug dealers were in the series. Little Melvin was in there. So you had all, you know, Baltimore, iconic members of the Baltimore community in the series, which I thought was incredible. A lot of inside jokes. There was one, when I went to the state police, there was a lot of controversy when I left to go from BPD to MSP. Season 2, we're in the Senator Theater watching a screening. I'm not even in the scene. Phone rings in Homicide. Someone answers, says, "Norris, state police, line 2. the whole place erupts in laughter. I don't know how people like in Cleveland and San Diego get that joke, because they won't. But Baltimore got it, because it was all going on here at the time. With, you know, everyone was, it was very critical change in my career there. But then there's things like, you know, Dominic West, who I became great friends with. All these guys were great. But, you know, the scene where we have the mock funeral, he's lying on the pool table. We're filming it in the sidebar downtown. He sticks a banana in his pants. I was like, Dom, what are you doing? He goes, I just, you know, it's going to be on film. Because I went, you know, they just think I'm hung. I said, yeah, except the second one, you get you naked. They go, no, that's not it. He goes, yeah, that's one woman. He goes, millions of others will think I am. He goes, that's what I'm shooting for. So it was fun to have like little inside, you know, that's human interactions with these guys. And also the fact that most of these guys were British. Idris is British. Dominic's British. The guy who played Carcetti is Irish. So you had a lot of British and Irish actors in the show, and yet they all do, you know, they put on American accents. I said, well, if you're going to do, you know, an American accent, why do that flat, can't figure out where you're from accent? Why not do the Baltimore accent? It's really distinctive. Simon told me they tested it with audiences, and the audiences thought the actors were handicapped and didn't want to laugh at it because they thought it was, you know, that's how they viewed the accent outside the city. So that's why there's no Baltimore accent in The Wire. I'm dead serious. Yeah. So I just want to say congratulations to Simon, and you can look it up. And I'm still shocked there's people live in a city that have not seen The Wire. I mean, you could be from out of town. You need to watch it. You need to take a weekend and binge watch it. It's an amazing television show, ranked number one by most people, you know, most critics. Just look it up. It's usually between The Wire and The Sopranos. It's the fight for one and two. So you should check it out. If you live here, learn about the city. It's just so well done. Just so well done. And you'll recognize everybody in the cast, you'll recognize now for movies you've seen, even though it's 23 years old now. So please check it out.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.